Satnam, hello.
Satnam.
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 Hey, Carl.
Hello.
Satnam.
Satnam. I love to hear you all.
Satlin Carr.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
I'm Rachmane and Tomas.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Satnam? More people?
Adanam.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Okay. Satnam, dear.
Satnam.
Well, it's a beautiful, gorgeous, breezy day here in New Mexico. Is it beautiful there?
Yes. Minneapolis. Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it's nice in Minneapolis. Okay, well, I apologize I was late. So, I mean, it was kind of shocking. But anyway, we're all here. And so, let's get started. Okay, begin long, deep breathing. Palms together at the center of the chest. Eyes at the third eye point. And relax into that third eye point. Relax. And inhale. Oh. Again, heart breath. And now begin heart breath and send it to everyone else in the class. whether you're on the phone now or whether you're listening to the recording. Begin heart breath and connect. Connect so deeply. Now send your heart breath out to all who could use it. Now, there's somebody, it seems to be in the kitchen or something. Could you please press star 6 so that we don't hear your background noise? Thank you. And as you know, to unmute yourself, you press star 6 again. Okay, so let me see who's here. Well, we're getting the same answer again. It's your heart. It's your heart that's here. Okay, before we go on, I would like a little bit more explanation of what this means. Your heart. excuse me. The information is, don't you know that your heart is a clear repository for all of humankind, all emotions, all precious knowings and all sedentary setbacks. He says you are joined at the heart. He says you are joined at more than the heart, but especially at the heart, with all of creation and all of humanity. He says Mr. Jung used to call this, or Dr. Jung used to call this, the collective unconscious. He says that's true. But it's more than that. He says that name does not belie the sacredness of this event, the total quality of this event, the purity of this event. He says this connection from the heart through all of humanity, I mean, it's more than all of humanity, but especially all of humanity, has a pure, an outrageous effect on all of creation. And it's saying that the change in vibration that is coming in has a huge effect on the heart. He says that's why you rely so much on heart breath, and that's why it has such a huge effect. He says, please try that heart breath all the time, and especially in times when things are not going well or not flowing. He says, please use that heart breath. Now, I'm using the word he, because the intelligence is coming to me sort of as a single voice. And what I'm hearing is, yes, that is as it should be, because, in fact, even though this total connection of the one heart is so incredibly multifaceted, it still speaks as one voice. It's totally nuanced. So I'm asking if it's like a democracy, you know, whatever viewpoint has the greatest votes or the greatest weight, if that's what wins over. And what I'm hearing is that it's way beyond that. Everything that goes out creates an honest... he says an honest rebuttal, an honest encapsulation of the energies and a true exploration of the energies. But most of all of those energies come together to weave together into what we know as creation. Let me say that again. All of those energies from that joined heart come together to create what we know as creation. It says you all have an idea of that understanding, that clear intention brings about a creative result. He says, yes, that's true. He says, now magnify that hundreds of thousands of millions of billions of times and see what you get. He says, you would be astounded if you could just see what happens, what goes out on the ley lines of life, it's called, between these joined hearts. Or I should say, among all these joined hearts. He says, in fact, it is one heart. And the more we understand that, that doesn't mean going out to one heart. It means realizing that the one heart of all of creation, all of humanity, lies within each heart. All resides in your own particular heart. That is your mechanism of worth, it's called. That is the operating mechanism, the primary operating mechanism of this new time. And as each one finally relaxes to flow in that, to open to that, and raises their vibration, for instance, with her sadhana, with her spiritual practices, to reside in that free flow of heart, that is where the total connection comes. Again, the God is not without, it is within. So understand your participation in who you are. If you are God, the other person is God, and as Yogi Bhajan always said, the other person is you. This is a demonstration of this. We are not separate. He says to deal with our, he is being called fake assurances that arise from the Piscean age that we are all separate. We think of ourselves as separate. He says now to move from this idea of separateness to this idea of wholeness, not only from as one vessel extending from ground, we'll call it Mother Earth energies, to the pure Ekonkar energies. He says that's an up-down situation, and that is true. But there is also a lateral situation, if we can define it as that. And that, there's some noise here. Okay, so if you think you have noise in your background, press star 6. Okay. He says there is a lateral connection. He says for the, this is a concept, lateral up and down and lateral are constructs. They are mind constructs. In fact, it is much more flowing, multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and so on. But for simplicity's sake, we're talking about up, down, and horizontal. And the horizontal has to do with that very potent connection among us. it's reminding me that last week we were talking about it's counterproductive to judge or to blame because each one of our energy affects another person's energy. It is the opposite of blessing. If you do heart breath for a person, it uplifts them. It increases their flow and their connection. If you judge a person, if you hate a person, if you hate the people who are cutting off and judging, you only increase that. Now it's being explained how that happens. It's because you cut off those ley lines. No matter how difficult you think it is to deal with them, you are only increasing the sludge within the lines of communication if you fall back into that hurt, into that blaming, into that protective wall. Now, again, they're not telling you to go out and get beat over the head. They're not telling you that. But they are saying, keep steady your vertical alignment with earth and heaven. Keep that steady. Keep your sadhana up. On the other hand, let's see, but combined with that, continually allow this heart breath, this flow of heart, it calls it this multitudinous, layered, multi-dimensional energy flow from you through the lines of communication to all of humanity. That's how it works. Keep the vertical going so that you continue to clear yourself out and to make yourself steady and to anchor yourself in that very pure, very strong, very potent force, and then use that to move out from the heart. And that is how you get miraculous change occurring. You all know the story of the 100th monkey. That is when there were monkeys living on different islands. Excuse me. Well, it's Sneezer. Please, God bless you first. And then please press star 6. The 100th monkey story is that there were monkeys living on different islands. And one monkey learned how to wash the sand off of his food so he wouldn't be so gritty. And then all the other monkeys on his island learned how to do that from him. But then they found that the monkeys on the other islands who had no physical or visual contact with the first ones were also beginning to wash their food. So you see, the information, we'll call it the knowledge packets, what you might call, he calls it remnants of love, projections of love. For instance, light, they say light is both particles and waves. He says, let the particles of heart projection, heart energy move out on the waves of your own light to move through those channels so that they may be cleared, so that the potency may be opened, so that all of nature and mankind can only benefit by this healing that is offered. And when you do that, that also includes you. You also are benefited by what you might call improved environments through upliftment, through coziness. You get that by extending, first of all, being strong in this vertical dimension, and then sharing that. We'll call that sharing that with all. That is how you are protected. That's how things change around you. Not by shutting yourself off, by... Although there are times, I want to tell you, there are times that you do have to put up boundaries. I'm not telling you not to have healthy boundaries, but I'm telling you that you will, but not to have up ones of anger, ones of fear, ones of repelling and being repelled. Those won't work, okay? Okay, so... and actually, I'm being asked to tell you about the martial art of Aikido. which is a cannot happen unless someone attacks you. But it's all based on energy. It's the most extraordinary thing. If when someone attacks you, you go either into fighting mode or you get scared, you're a goner. But from the very minute that you see a glimmer in someone's eye that they are going to come for you, you immediately extend energy. You immediately send out heart breath. Immediately. When you are doing this, you are very grounded. You are also sending your energy to the center of the earth, and for our condition, also up to the heavens. Okay, but you extend energy on the lateral to them, and they come to you, and you hold out your hand so that you know where they're going to get you, so that you remain in control of the situation. And you bring them into your energy of purity, of shunya, of presence, of heart energy. And then when you do that, it's the most extraordinary thing. When you do that, for that split second, they are willing to go with you wherever you go. And that's how you wrap them into what they're calling the ecstasy of energy that dissipates their aggression. You wrap them in your beatific energy that dissipates their heartbreak, their aggression, their explosion of panic, whatever it is. They say this is extremely important at this time. This is how those who are generally called light workers, that is how we make ley lines of light between us, and that is how we hold in kindness and in trust and in beatific vision the it's called the resources or the life support of others who are going through such a very difficult time and need that support. He says, as we do this, we participate totally in the God essence. In this, we become the God essence. And God, meaning not something outside, but, as Yogi Bhajan always used to say, he's talking about energy, pure energy. That's what we're talking about here. As generating, G for generating, O for organizing, D for destroying or dissipating. Excuse me. So, now, please breathe. Do your long deep breath. And establish your vertical. Energy coming in from the most pure, most high vibrations through the top of the head, going down to the center of the earth, to the center of Mother, and coming up again from Mother through your body and out through the top of your head, combining with the most majestic and regal high energies, and coming down again. Create that circuit with your breath. To strengthen that energy with your breath, have full knowledge and full confidence in it. Feel it. The strength of it, the power, the beauty of it. As you do this, now with heart breath. Begin heart breath. And when you do heart breath, on the exhale, not only is the energy going straight out the front of your heart, but feel as though you, your heart is in the center of a horizontal disc. That energy moves out in a total circle from into the nature of all humans. Do this while I talk. I know it's a little confusing, but just create this. On the inhale, draw in energy from the center of the earth and draw in energy from the top of your head. And on the exhale, extend it out in this radiant circle, a horizontal. Doing this, and this is how you participate in creation. This is how you participate in that which is the God of you. Now remember this God thing, this perception of it, excuse me, is changing in our consciousness. Instead of thinking that the vastness is out there, we are changing our consciousness to understand that this huge consciousness operates from within each of us and connects to that same with every other human. And of course it's broader than that, but for now we're talking about human to human. This God essence is not high or low. It is simply what is. And it's our privilege to consciously, and with awareness, participate with this, open to us, allow the flow. It up. As you do this, do you know who you are when you do this? Is your humility allowing you to experience who you are? This is what we name as Sat Nam. The brilliance of the being that flows through you. We only have to open to it, be aware of it, and allow it to flow. And exhale. And breathe. do this. Continue to create this awareness. Continue to enjoy this awareness and to participate. Remember, this is infectious through humanity. We had the number at some point that if 42% of the people did this, we would have utter peace on all levels. So we start with ourselves. And the humility and the majesty of who we are and what flows through us and how we connect, how we are connected. The other person is you. Okay, so are there any questions or comments? You may have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Don't forget. Questions or comments?
Satnam Sirigyan, this is Sathleen.
Hi, Sathleen.
Hi. I have a question about teaching this to other people. To what depth do we present all this information if we're just speaking to a layperson that maybe is not so spiritual?
Well, you can, if a person has had no contact with spirituality, it's the most fun thing if you can teach them heart breath, just, you know, plain heart breath, long deep breath, exhaling from the heart. And then give them time for their own heart to move past the blockages and the pains. Usually you spend a little time doing that. Ask them if they can feel it. And then tell them when they feel down or when they are with people, or when they feel down or worried or insecure, tell them to do it then. See what happens. Yeah, even write it down. Make an experiment. Have fun with it. And then when they are with people, is often in a work situation, or even if you see people on TV having a terrible time, you know, in a work situation, people are getting upset. You know, in our Dharma now, we are having people getting upset about this side or that side. Go into heart breath and watch what happens, even if you're the only one in the room. Do heart breath and see what happens. Just watch it and get a habit of it so that you can see what happens over and over again. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments?
I appreciate Siri G and that this is what we all know. And we've known it forever, and we've always known it. And
yes. Who's speaking, please?
Yes, it's Lucinda.
Hi, Lucinda. Good. Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Keep going.
Just that it's the illusion, you know, when things are appearing to be angry and people are appearing to be very separate and or appearing to do evil.
But now we know it's not evil.
But it's not, no. It's,
uh-huh.
And that is all a part of the incorporated us.
Yes.
And the compassion is needed most of all.
Yes.
So that they won't feel separate.
So that they won't feel separate and we don't feel separate. And we know what our core is. Our core is heaven and earth, right?
Yeah.
Lucinda, I am so happy to hear you say this. This is so wonderful. So wonderful. Have you been using heart breath?
Oh, yes.
And have you seen results?
I've been experiencing miracles continually for over 2 years.
Mhm. Wonderful.
But there has been a break of more truth that's come forward. So.
When you use heart breath.
Well, I've continued. I've been trying to use heart breath all the time.
Mhm. Fabulous. Now, can I say, you said it on the line before, you have been wrongly accused of a crime that you didn't commit, and so it's been a really challenging path for you, and I have to congratulate you on your progress, dear. I know it's been a difficult road, but I see that you are opening, allowing, moving through it with more care and more grace, and I congratulate you.
Well, I feel that I'm going literally back to my heart, into the heart of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that is where my comfort is.
You got it, girl. You got
and
it.
And that is where the healing and comfort for everyone will be also.
You've got
that
it.
If I'm healed, that they will be healed, and they will be healed when I am healed.
Ah, you've got it. This is incredible. Do you see how you have made this and are still in the condition of making this miraculous change from victim to healer? It's fabulous. It's wonderful, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, I don't really feel I have a choice. It's the only choice I feel I have to. I have to.
That's right. It comes a certain time, you just have to. That's it.
You
ask for more.
You asked, who are we, and do we get who we are in humility? And I get that this is who I am, that I do heart breath. I heal.
Fabulous.
Heart breath. That's
wonderful.
That's who I am.
Perfect. Lucinda, heart breath. Good. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, dear. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, and everybody keep up, and we'll have good fun together. So, we'll continue next week. And they are telling me they have been getting after me. So I'm just going to look here before I announce it. Okay. They're saying, my birthday is next week on June the 1st. So they're telling me that I have no alternative but to give a free class on that night. Okay. So that free class will be at 6 p.m. next Tuesday, June the 1st, 6 p.m., what do you call it?
Mountain.
Thank you, Mountain Time. And it will be the same phone number. So they're telling me, tell everybody this today. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. So bless you, and we'll talk soon. Okay, palms together at the center of the chest. Long deep breath. And inhale. Okay, how are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, please. Please,
okay.
Keep singing.
Okay. Inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love around you, and all your life within you, guide your way on, guide your way on. Guide your way home.
Inhale. And bow to that purity, that infinity, that beauty and humility of who you are. Keep up. God bless you all. Talk to you on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Sat Nam.